Tired of home headaches, leaky faucets, cluttered garages, and DIY disasters got you down? Tune in to Around the House with Eric G., your guide to simple fixes, smart upgrades, and home hacks that save time and money. Now, subscribe to our brand new YouTube channel at Around the House HQ for tips, tricks, exclusive interviews with industry-leading experts in design and construction, all in stunning 4K. Search at Around the House HQ on YouTube and hit subscribe today. Don't miss out. Make your house a home with Around the House HQ.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G. is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for everything home improvement. Happy midweek special. This is the episode we put out in the middle of the week that talks about the stuff that we didn't get to last weekend, and of course, the stuff we're not getting to next weekend. Boy, it has been a rainy one here in the Pacific Northwest where I'm located. We've had 5 or 6 inches of rain in the last couple days, and happy that the people out there, not too much damage in the flooding, it looks like. I'm sure there'll be some houses, but not nearly as bad as what it could have been here in Oregon. All of our friends up in Washington State, you guys are still getting nailed today, and thoughts are with you guys. Stay safe out there and don't get on the news. Don't go driving through those flooded streets. Never goes well. You don't want to be breaking news on everybody's television for being foolish out there. So be careful driving through those flooded roads. Well, today, I've been watching all the final kind of colors of the year come out. And I got to be honest, this is not a good year. Usually we have, oh, that's gorgeous. Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, that's groundbreaking. And you can really see where colors are going for next year. And this year, it looks like everybody phoned it in. Did people lay off the color selection committee and they just went the lottery number and picked a ball? I don't know. But very disappointed in this year's numbers. But I thought, let's have some fun. Let's have some fun, guys. I thought, let's do something different here. Because some of these colors are so horrible, I thought I'm best to just come up with my own names for them. So here's what I did. These are the first thing that came to mind. And this first one, Pantone's color of the year, really made me think about, okay, we need to rename these. Pantone's color of the year is Cloud Dancer. My name for that one, Rental White. It looks like every apartment, rental house, everything else, it's that same. If we're going to take you back into the 70s and 80s, let's call Navajo White Plus, but it's Rental White. Now, Sherwin-Williams came out with their color of the year, Universal Khaki. They call it a grounding mid-tone tan with yellow undertones, embodying practicality and comfort. My name for that one is Goodwill. Looks like the racks of khaki jean pants and jeans or whatever you want to call them that are running up and down the aisle as everybody gave those away. So I'm going to call that one Goodwill. Bear, Hidden Gem. This is actually one I'm not going to make fun of. I love this color. It's a great, rich, smoky jade color. It's a hot color right now. I got to give it to Bear, and I don't even use Bear paint, but got to give it to them to come up with a good color. They're the one that didn't phone it in. Next up here, Valspar. Their color, Warm Eucalyptus. A naturally restorative and serene green promoting warmth and calm. What am I going to call that? Starbucks 1997, the time where we all started getting into walls of greens and clays and stuff, looking like those Starbucks chains that were going across the U.S. at the time. I'm calling that Starbucks color number 1997. Now, Dutch Boy, which in my area, I haven't seen Dutch Boy in forever. I don't know if it was sold at Sears or something, and I can't remember, but anyway, can't find but Dutch Boy in my area, but must be in your area because it's on the list. They have Melodus Ivory, a creamy classic beige, supports slow living and handcrafted aesthetics. I'm going to call this smoker's den. Looks like somebody spent 4 or 5 years smoking in that den without the windows open and no one has wiped down the walls. So Dutch boy, changing that one to smoker's den. Now, the next one is a company that I didn't even know existed, and that's cool. And for you people out there that are into this stuff, awesome. It's a paint company out of UK called Earthborn. It's a clay-based paint, really meant to go over like lime wash walls, things like that. But their color is Freckle, a soft, earthy, peachy orange, chosen for its visual warmth and sustainable simplicity. So funny how they throw their company, what their company goals are in the color names here in the descriptions. But okay, that's cool. I'm going to call this cover up. It looks like my mom's cover up makeup that she used to wear back in the day. So not going Freckle. I'm going to call it cover up. And then the last one on this list, PPG, they have a collection of them, but really their main one is called Warm Mahogany, emphasizing earthy classic tones. I'm going to call it mauve-ish. Yeah, it's kind of like a dark mauve. Let's go with that. So those are my take on the 2026 colors of the year. And Bear, great job of pulling something together that looks like you gave it a good shot. I like that color. The other guys, whew, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. Hey, on our recalls today, you can find out more of these about these at cpsc.gov. There's a lot of little things here, hydro jug recalls, a lot of children's stuff in here, from Crayola stuff to everything else. But Grizzly Industrial recalls heavy-duty planers due to impact and laceration hazards. The chip breaker can contact the cutter head blades during use. That would be a really bad thing, which can cause debris to be ejected from the planer, posing impact and laceration hazards to the user and bystanders. So there are about 2,300 of these. Don't use it. Get a hold of Grizzly, and they'll send you a free repair kit and installation instructions. The repair kit consists of an upgraded chip breaker, adjustment rod, spacer, set screws, lock washers, and lock nuts. Be careful with those out there. If you get that Grizzly Industrial heavy-duty planer, one, I'm jealous, too. Be careful with it out there. And that's really the rest of it. A lot of kids' stuff that we would see on here again. Real common, from helmets to just crib stuff. It seems like everybody was selling stuff on Amazon and other places for that. It's pretty crazy. Speaking of Amazon, I came up with a new holiday list that I just put up this morning that we just got up on the website. My top 10 healthier gift ideas for 2025. And these are some ones that I found that at the time we put them up this morning, they had some great prices. Amazon Smart Thermostat, which works really. Air purifiers that are on a budget. HEPA, really smart for your home. Bedroom, office, living room, $85 at the time that we put this up today. Pretty good. Amazon smart air quality monitor to get you going and watching your air. A really cool vacuum, robot vacuum that does the mopping and everything else for under $500. And another one on here too that I really liked was the Misa smart thermostat. This is a digital thermostat for all you electric baseboard heaters or cadet heater people out there that has that 240 power source and thermostat. So you can actually get into doing a Wi-Fi programmable, use it like a regular system. That's a good one. Another one here, a great deal, Toto Washlet, electronic bidet toilet seat. It's wintertime, guys. This is something you will never regret getting. Another piece of luxury for under $100, a towel warmer, luxury towel warmer bucket that you can put your towels in, go jump in the shower. 3-pack interconnected smoke detectors and carbon monoxide alarm with test silence button. What I like about these, they actually give you how much CO is in the room. So it tells you on the digital display so you can see how big a problem you have. And then there is a really cool reverse osmosis water filtration system that is really cool countertop model that really gets you clean water that way. And these new Klein Tools Elite Bluetooth job site earbuds that give you a 25 decibel NPR rated hearing protection, 24 hour playtime. Anyway, good stuff right there from your friends at Klein. So a lot of cool stuff over there. If you're thinking about a gift idea, take a look over there. That's just aroundthehouseonline.com. And then at the very top, you'll see a thing that says holiday ideas. It'll be under there. I'll be coming up with some new ones here as well in the next week or so to give you some last minute ones. And of course, some gifts for dad and things like that. Mom, husband, wife, significant other, whoever, will come up with that. So tell you what, that's pretty cool. And man, we've been adding a bunch of radio stations. We'll be coming up, making some announcements pretty soon. We are running up the list of, tell you what, of grabbing new stations out there. It's been a great December for us. And we will be jamming on new stations at the end of the year here, which, Jesus, weeks away. All right, everybody, we have a great show coming up this weekend. It is going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait to share it with you tomorrow night or Friday morning. And you'll get to see a little tease there, but some great stuff, great information for you. Can't wait to share more about it with you. All right, I'm going to get going. I got a busy Wednesday ahead here. I got a lot to get done. Been working on some great projects here with my buddy Cam Anderson, Blacktail Studios, if you're following him on social media. We're doing a great collaboration. Can't wait to share more with you one of these days. And he's that guy that builds those absolutely stunning furniture tables and all the cool stuff he does with black walnut and epoxy and just beautifully crafted stuff. Guy's a master craftsman and always fun doing stuff. And we've got a great new project coming up soon that I can't wait to share with you. All right, guys, I'm Eric G. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. Have a great rest of the week and better get that Christmas shopping done. It's right around the corner.
Make sure to follow us on social media. Just head to aroundthehouseonline.com for all the links. Make sure you check out our new YouTube channel. Just type in at Around the House with Eric G and click subscribe and ring the bell for updates. We will see you next time. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio with you.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Quick favor. If you're enjoying the show, the absolute best way you can support us is by leaving a quick review on your favorite podcast player. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever you're listening to. It literally takes 30 seconds, and here's why it matters so much to us. Those reviews help new listeners discover the podcast, tell the algorithms we're worth recommending, and give us the feedback we need to bring you even better episodes. More of the topics you love and guests that actually move the needle for you. That helps us help you. It's as simple as that. So if the show's been useful, funny, or just made your day a little better, pop over right now, drop a star rating and a couple of sentences. We'll be genuinely grateful. Thanks for being a part of the Around the House crew, and let's keep that conversation going.